Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, hey, hey. Well, good evening. I want to say hello and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It's good to see each and every one of you tonight. And I just want to say thank God that you're here, and I just want you to be blessed. And I tell you what, I know tonight that the Lord is going to move amongst us and put his purpose right into us and touch us tonight. Amen. And so we're just going to step into worship, and we're just going to let God move on our behalf.
You're supposed to keep talking.
Oh, I was supposed to keep talking for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, Mama.
Oh, yeah, we got things going on.
Yeah.
I understand.
Amen. Amen.
I understand.
You know what? I look out here, and I think we're few in number, but we're mighty in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Phil and I would keep doing this if two people showed up.
Yep.
This worship team is going to worship for you and lead you into the place of the King.
Yes.
Like there's a place filled with people.
Yes.
Amen? Because
Amen.
We are mighty when we come together.
Amen.
Amen. Each one of you are important, and God wants you to know that you are so important to him.
Yes.
So who cares? It is summer. People are on vacation. People are out having fun. We don't know. Get in here. Logan, Amen. Get back from vacation. I'm just kidding. He's having a great time, and we're excited for him. Amen. But we're going to worship him, and we don't care who's here and who's not here. He's here.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And you can worship with us online. Amen.
And there is no shadow that has ever overcome your life. There is no rival that could ever stand against your might. You've always been with. Show me one thing. name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out of it. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out of it. I will crush disappointment, break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment, break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. I'll shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment, break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. I'll shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in faith. I will crush disappointment. Show me one thing he can't do. Show me a mountain he can't move. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible. Show me one thing that's too hard. Show me waters he can't part. He's the God of the breakthrough, and anything is possible.
Glorify, glorify the name of all names.
Sometimes our voice is all we need to come before you and just thank you. And Lord, that's what we want to do. We want to just thank you and praise you and give you glory tonight. Lord, you are worthy of everything. Too much beyond our understanding, Lord God. We can't even put into words sometimes. I can't put into words how grateful I am for you and everything that you have done, Lord God. How you love us. How you take care of us, how you prepare a way for us, how, Lord God, something will come up that we thought in our head and never spoke to a person, and all of a sudden you've done it before we know we haven't even spoke it to be done, and you're already on it. Lord God, I thank you. We just take the time right now to thank you and tell you we love you. And we honor you. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy beyond what we can say. And we just thank you for it. We just thank you. We just thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and start service. Come on up here, babe. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I thought you were doing another song.
We're going to let the Kaisers go pick up their babies.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to use our voice to praise him. Amen. And just say, thank you, Lord. I think sometimes we need to understand. We are grateful beyond grateful for this team. And they know that. I hope they know that. But it doesn't take that to bring the presence of God. It does bring the presence of God, and it's a tool, and it's an avenue where God will bring his presence. But honey, you can do it in your home, just you and your voice. And the presence that drops in here, even stronger, can drop at home. Just for you and God. Amen?
Yeah, amen.
We were at a church once, and he's punishing his, I ain't gonna tell you the church, but literally he's mad at his worship team. They was showing up late to all their practices and wasn't showing up on time. He says, sit down. Worship is more than about singing songs. Honoring God is worship. Right? Being where you say you're going to be when you're going to be there is worship to God. Because you're being a person of your word. And so he set them down. But let me tell you, he had somebody up praying the whole time. And you couldn't tell that we just hadn't sung for half an hour. Praises to God. Because the presence came into that building.
Amen.
Just with a voice. Praising out who God was. Amen. Amen. There's just a sweet. You feel that?
Mm-hmm.
A sweet presence right now. No music's gone. Nobody's singing a song. Just, the Kaisers love you guys. The the boys got back from their trip, and they're going to be at the Bakken's campus, and they got to go pick them up. They could make them walk home. It'd take them maybe a day. I don't know. Yeah, we'll just let them go pick them up. No, I'm just... God is so good. Amen. God is so good. God is so good.
Amen.
What are you feeling, babe?
I don't know, baby. I feel his presence, that's for sure.
Amen.
I do feel the presence of the Lord.
I know he wants us to do something. I don't know if you can feel it or if it's just sitting heavy on me, but I don't know what we're supposed to do yet. But we'll just sit here until he says it. Amen. Because the one thing that we never want to do is go ahead of God. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it Moses that said, if you don't go with us, I ain't going. If I can go to the promised land without you, I don't want to go. I'll stay here where you're at, God. I'll go where you go with me. And if you don't go with me, I won't go.
Amen.
And God wants you to know he's been going with you. He is with you.
Yes.
He's been with every step of you. Some of us are taking some wrong steps. But he said, I'm protecting you even in your wrong steps.
Mm.
And this might be for somebody online and not in here. I don't know. But course correct, he said. Course correct. Step the right way. Come back to your last point that I told you to be at. Course correct. And watch me.
Amen.
I redeem time. God says time doesn't bother me. Time is relevant to him. You know that, right? He can redeem time in a moment.
Amen.
Amen. So just course correct.
Praise God.
And I'll fix it all, he says. Hallelujah.
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 The Lord is good. Amen. Hallelujah. What are you feeling, babe?
I don't know.
The presence of the Lord is in this place.
There's been an assignment put on you from the enemy, an assignment to his minions to come and attack you. And to put pressure to you, to this church, and to your lives. And I've seen it, and I've heard your cries. They've come up before me. And I am a God of my word. Many might be the afflictions of the righteous, but I, God, said, I will deliver you from them all. So don't be weary, don't fear. Many of you know this attack is here and has been. And some of you have been coming faithfully before me, warring in the spirit. And I've heard all of your prayers. And deliverance is here. I'm turning things around.
Amen.
I am turning things around. The enemy will not have this freedom anymore.
Amen.
I am turning things around.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a good word. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is with us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, coming up here, we do have a VBS meeting on June 26th after church in District 12 room. So the VBS is getting closer and closer, and this will be a meeting that will be very critical to it. So if you want to help with Vacation Bible School, please do what you can to attend that meeting. Oh, okay. I think we have a little video.
Linda out there on Nut Range, don't you, with those little six boys out there bringing in water and doing all that stuff and feeding the cattle and getting the horses. And
amen.
Amen. I see her doing that. Amen. Amen. And remember, this Saturday is our women's paint. So if you've signed up for that, come this Saturday at 10. Bring your money with you. And Miss Stephanie will be here with us. And that will be a great time. And women, don't forget that first, the July breakfast and prayer, a Bible study, is going to be postponed because it's the holiday weekend. But we will meet back in August, and we'll be looking forward to Amber bringing the word then. Amen. So we definitely are looking forward to that. Amen.
Sounds like a good plan. Hallelujah. I bet those guys wish I had a plan as good as yours. Hey, I heard that. Amen. So we have all the children out of here for children's church? Okay, all right, very good. Then what we're going to do is we're just going to take up the offering right now. And tonight, again, I'm just going to have you give the offering based upon your faith and based upon why you believe you should release your seed and why you have a relationship with God that involves tithing and offering and giving, and that you do trust that the Lord rebukes the devourer on your behalf, and you trust that God is opening up the windows of heaven and pouring you out blessings that you don't have room enough to contain, and that he's also protecting you and your family and your seed, and he's just working within you and amongst you. And I just want you to know that God loves you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray your blessing over the offering tonight, Father. And Lord, let everybody who can give tonight, Father. And Lord, we just declare your blessing upon them. And those who do not have to give tonight, Father, you're bringing provision to them so that they can be a partaker too, God. And Lord, we just thank you for it. And we just declare your blessing and goodness over this offering. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your presence that's already here, Lord. And Father, as we look at the idea of peace being in our lives, Father, I just thank you that you're just going to touch us tonight. And God, I thank you for your faithfulness. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we're just going to take a few minutes and look at the subject of peace, because I definitely believe that in this time in which we're living, peace is very important to us. But I just want you to know how important it was for the Lord that he wanted you to have peace in your life, and that this is definitely something that the Lord has paid a price for us to have. And so we're just going to get into peace tonight and just talk about that for a few minutes. And it says in John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I have said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said, I go to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. I want you to know something, that peace. And what is peace? Peace is something when we have freedom from disturbances and we have freedom from difficulty and we have a peace around us that even when things are tough and things are going in a difficult direction, we still have a peace that keeps us comforted because God is our peace. Amen? And that's what he says right here in John chapter 14, verse 16. John 16, verse 33, we're going to look, and it says here, in John 16:33, it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now listen, this says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. One thing that we have got to do is we need to understand that our peace is in the Lord Jesus Christ, not in the world or not in anything else that we could put our trust in. Our peace is not in money. Our peace is not in the economy. Our peace is not who's in the presidency or anything like that. Our peace is in Jesus. Amen? And he says that in the world you will have tribulation. And what that means is that the world is always going to have things going on that are going to cause you difficulty. And if you keep your relationship with the Lord, you're going to be at peace with him. And the Lord is going to give you the ability to always be at a very peaceful place because he's with you. Amen? Hallelujah. It says right here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, when it says be careful for nothing, that means don't be over anxious for anything in life. It means be at peace and be comforted. Even when you have a need, don't be over anxious and don't get into fear and worry. Get into a place of peace where you might have a need, but you say, okay, God, I have this going on, but I trust you with it and I trust you for it. And in the middle of battles, in the middle of difficulties, let's trust the Lord for what he's doing in our life. Amen? And when we trust God for what he's doing in our life, we can have peace throughout every situation. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Boy, we got a big reason why we don't have peace, don't we? Because we have learned in today's world to put our trust in so many things, and we're on Facebook and we're on news and we just fill our heart with all this other stuff. But it says that finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, you know, we should be focused on the Word of God. Whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. You know, we should be so much thinking on things of goodness that it minimizes the bad stuff that's going on in our life. Amen? And this is something that we have to intentionally do. We have to take ourselves out of what's going on around us, and we have to put the word in us. We have to put good things in us, and we have to do good things so that we can be at peace and that we can have these things around us that are good. It says, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. You know, our God is a God of peace. Now, we've seen a lot of war and different things going on in the world, and we're going to have those things going on, but our God is a God of peace, and he wants to bring peace to you. Amen? And he wants you to live in peace, and he wants you to have peace around him. And we can have that because if our confidence is in God, then we know that God has overcome the world. Amen? He's overcome every ugly challenge and every difficulty that we could see. And because he's overcome, we can be at peace. And we can have everything at a peaceful place because of the goodness of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yep, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known unto God. Are you willing to let your requests be made known unto God? Are you confident to let your requests be made known unto God? We need to have a confidence that we can let our requests be known unto God. Amen? We should have a confidence in going to the Lord every day and trusting him with whatever we have need of. And when we go to him, we should have a confidence that God is with us when we go to him. Amen? You know, Matthew chapter 5, verse 9 says, blessed are the peacekeepers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, it says, blessed are the peacemakers. You know, it doesn't say blessed are the peacekeepers. It says blessed are the peacemakers. Amen? And what that means is that sometimes it takes a little upheaval to be a peacemaker. Amen? Especially when it comes to getting the devil out of your life and out of things that you want straightened out. Boy, you're going to have to confront some things and you're going to have to be a peacemaker. Amen? And you're going to have to be someone who's willing to get into a little confrontation if that's what it takes to get to a place where peace and making will come in. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yep. I want you to know something, that being a peacemaker doesn't mean that you just sit around and let everything go. It means that you grab a hold of the word of God and you make sure that the things of God are going on in your life and around you and that your life is following after the Lord. Amen? That's what being a peacemaker really is all about. And it says a peacemaker will be called the children of God. Amen? Hallelujah. We want to be in that name work just like Jesus was. Amen? Jesus was a peacemaker. And we've seen all the things that he caused and everything that he went through, but he was a peacemaker. Amen? He brought the good news, he brought the gospel, and he created peace by what he did. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm going to go here to 1 Peter chapter 3. And I'm going to read in verse 10. It says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. So I want you to know something, that the Bible says that if we're going to live a good life and a life of love, then we're going to seek peace and we're going to ensue it. That means that not only are we going to seek peace, but we're going to make sure that peace is a part of our daily living and a part of how we live with other people. Amen? We always want to be at peace one with another. Amen? I tell you what, one of these days I pray that people quit bickering on Facebook. And I pray that you quit fighting over the Word of God on Facebook. Amen? Because I tell you what, how can the world be saved if the Christians can't be in unity? And I'm telling you, sometimes we'll make a big deal out of things that really shouldn't even be something that we're thinking about. We should be thinking on those things that are above and not beneath. We should have our thoughts in unity. You know, let's put things out there like Jesus is Lord and he loves you and wants to save you. We should all be able to agree on that. Amen? Amen. We should be able to put that on Facebook and as a church say, hey, hallelujah, yes, we agree. Jesus loves you. Let's get saved. Amen? Let's live for the Lord. Amen? Amen. Seriously, we've got to make sure that we are people that are not going to be divisive and be involved in a bunch of stuff. It says here, refrain the tongue from speaking evil and let his lips that they speak no guile. You know, if we were really speaking out of our mouths the way that we should be speaking, we wouldn't have time to be posting negative stuff. And we wouldn't have time to be criticizing other people. Amen? We wouldn't be having time to tear other people down if we were really letting our mouth be used what it's supposed to be used for. So let's make sure that we're people that seek after peace, amen? And that we chase it and we ensue it. That means that we're intentional in making sure that we're providing a peaceful environment and we're in pursuit of peace and that we want peace to be something that is well known in our lives and known that others know that are around us that we are people of peace, amen? It says in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isn't that amazing that it says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee? You know, if we can keep our mind stayed on the Lord, we'll always have perfect peace around us. You know, if we can keep from being distracted and if we can keep from getting off the course of what God has for us, we could have perfect peace. You know, if we wouldn't let work get us so worked up that we just couldn't even do anything but be negative, my goodness, we could have perfect peace. You know, if we could be around our family and our relatives and enjoy the summertime without getting mad at everybody, we could be in perfect peace. You know, if we just keep our mind stayed on the Lord and concentrate on Jesus and his goodness, we can have perfect peace. Amen? Because if we'll focus on him first, then we'll see everybody through his love and through his light. And if we can see people through the love and the light of Jesus, guess what? We can have perfect peace. So let's make sure that we keep our minds stayed on the Lord. And let's make sure that we realize that if our mind is stayed on the Lord, then we can have perfect peace because he trusted in thee. See, our trust is in the Lord. Our trust is not in humanity. Our trust is not in disappointment that men can do. It's in the faith and the hope of what God can do. And because our trust is in the hope of what God can do, we're people that can walk in perfect peace. Amen? And we're people that can have peace around us on a day-to-day basis. You know, it says in Psalms 34:14, depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Again, we have a scripture here that tells us that we must seek peace and we must pursue it. Amen? That peace is not just going to be there if we just stay on the surface all the time. It's going to take us digging into deep into God and digging into his word and digging into what he has to say about situations that's going to cause us to dig in a place where peace can come to us, amen? Hallelujah. I want you to know that the Lord is with us and he wants you to be a person that's in perfect peace, amen? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11 says this, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Hallelujah. So this scripture says that when a chastening first comes, that means a correction. When it first comes, it's not joyous at all. It's grievous. But nevertheless, after it yieldeth the peaceful fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Okay, amen, that sounds good, but I somehow inserted a wrong scripture here. But that's okay. Right. But it says, follow peace with all men in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen? Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. You know, I like this because this scripture, sometimes we'll think about that this is just meaning the end of life. When we get to the end of life, we won't see the Lord. But no, if you don't follow peace with men and holiness during your life, you're not going to see God on a day-to-day basis show up and do what he wants to do for us. Amen? When we seek peace on a day-to-day basis and when we seek holiness on a day-to-day basis, it allows us to see God in our life on a day-to-day basis. Amen? And that's definitely what we want to make sure is happening, is that we are people that get to see God on a day-to-day basis working in our lives. And our God is a good God. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Now I want to read this scripture just because it's a very good scripture. It speaks blessing over us, and it speaks to us in a good way. It says in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Man, isn't that great to know that even the Lord himself is speaking that he's going to make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Amen. We want him to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We just want the peace of the Lord in the house. And God, we just thank you that you are so gracious and just kind towards us, Father. We just give you praise. Amen. We just lift you up and exalt you. But the Lord bless thee and keep thee. Wow. I'm going to read it here out of the book of James. It says in James 3, verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Amen. The wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable. So when we are walking in the wisdom of God, we will have peace. Again, seeking the Lord is the key to having peace in our life on a day-to-day basis. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. I want you to know that if you're a person that can make peace, then peace is sown towards us and we can have peace all the time. Amen? And our God is a good God. Amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is good. And then I think I have just another scripture here in Romans chapter 8, verse 6. It says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, again, the perfect way to have peace is to be spiritual and to seek the Lord. Amen? Because to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And anything else is going to lead us to death and carnality. Amen? Because when we are not spiritually minded, that means that we're operating in a mindset of fear or just carnal man ways of thinking. Amen? And when we're operating in that way of thinking, we can't expect to see or hear anything that God has to say to us. Amen. And when we are sitting there in a situation where we can't see or hear what God has to say to us, then we're never going to be able to have that kind of life that God wants for us, because God wants us to be so spiritually minded, because he wants us to have that life and that peace. Amen. He wants us to have life and life more abundantly. He wants us to have a life that is just full of glory and full of peace and full of his goodness. Amen. That's what God has an expectation of for each one of us. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Judah's helping me preach tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Out of the mouths of babes. Amen. Amen. Yeah, amen, little man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that is my word for tonight, that we want to be people of peace. Amen. And that peace is something that the Lord definitely wants us to have now in this time, isn't it?
Yes.
It's something that he's pouring out on us, because in the middle of what's going on in the world, we can be focused on him. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your glory tonight, Father. And we just lift you up and exalt you and give you praise, God. And Lord, I just thank you, Father, that you're a God of peace. And God, you want us to have peace beyond understanding, Father. What that means is that when things are looking bad in the world, you want us to have so much peace that we can walk through anything by faith and get to the other side. Because you don't want us to be focused on what the world would think on their own power, God. You want us to be focused on what you're doing. And because faith will bring us through even things that look dark and things that look like there's no way out of them, Father, you want us to have a peace beyond understanding, a peace beyond the natural. You want us to be able to walk out by faith this thing called life, so that we can walk in your blessing and walk in your goodness, God. And Father, I thank you that even right now you're pouring out peace into our spirit tonight, Father. Like that peaceful presence that came during worship, God. I just pray that that would just start to be a part of our everyday life, Father. That we would just have a peace beyond understanding and a peace just in our life in general, Father God. And I just declare it and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you have anything, babe? No? Yeah. I just feel the good peace. Can you guys just feel the peace of the Lord? I mean, seriously, I just feel a peaceful presence and a goodness of God. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, hallelujah. He's a good God. Amen? Praise God. Well, I want to say thank you for being here, and thank you for just being who you are. Amen?
Amen?
We love you. And we will be here bright and early Sunday morning. And Jesus will be with us then. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.